Shalom. Okay. So, Bez Hashem. So the plan to have shiur this week, next to shiur and Bez Hashem, and then next week we'll have Chazara week, and then the following week we'll have one shiur on the kidneys, and probably on Monday. And then you could take the Bechina, you can sign up with Rabbi Tuchman to take the Bechina anytime Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Before Pesach. So this way, should be enough time, hopefully. And, okay. Okay, we're starting the sugya of Tipas Chol Shanofla Al-Chaticha. So the Mishnah says, Tipas Cholov Shanofla Alachaticha, Mieshba, the Noisin Tam, Bosa Chaticha Osser. Nearest a Kedera Mieshba, the Noisin Tam, Bosa Kedera Osser. So basically, you have a Chaticha. It's like you have a piece of meat in the cholent, say. And some milk falls on the Chaticha. So Chorah becomes Bosa Cholov. So it depends how big the piece of meat is. Is the piece of meat shishim keneged the tipa, or is it not shishim keneged the tipa? If it's shishim keneged the tipa, then the tipa is batal. But the big question that we have to ask ourselves is, how do you view the two sides? Okay, the tipa is the milk side. Now the meat side, is it just this chaticha? Or are there a lot of chatichas in the... I mean, a lot of chatichas below the liquid. There's one chaticha that's sticking out. So do we view that chaticha as a separate entity? So then it's the milk versus that one chaticha? What do we view? All the chatichas. So whatever above the Rotev is considered a separate unit, and it's not part of. So, if the chaticha is above the rotev, so then that chaticha is a separate entity, and then it's that chaticha versus the tipas chalav. And if that chaticha is shishim keneged the tipas chalav, it's batal. If not, it's not batal. So, the big question that the Rishonim deal with is, what if the chaticha is mixas in the rotev and mixas chutz the rotev? So then what? How do you view it then? Do we say, since it's part of it is out of the rotev, so that's out of the rotev? Say part of it. In other words, if it's totally above the rotev, the whole chaticha is above the water level, so then it's a separate entity. If it's mixas mirotev, mixas chutzla rotev, so then that's the question. So this officially is known as a mechlokes between Rashi and the Ri. That's the official, those that make official mechlokesim. So this is officially a mechlokes between Rashi and the Ri. Rashi Shita is that mixas betocha rotev, musa chula rotev is considered like chutzla rotev. And it's a separate entity, and therefore it needs shishim in that chaticha keneged the rotev. And if it's kulo above the rotev, then for sure it's a separate entity. But Shitas Rashi is that even if part of it is above the rotev, then then that's considered a separate entity. And the Shita's Re is no. You need the whole thing to be. You need the whole thing to be above the rotave, and if you don't have the whole thing above the rotave, then it's considered like it's tocha rotave. If it's considered tocha rotave, then it's mitzuref with all the other pieces in the rotave, and then all those pieces, everything in the rotave is mitzuref together to mevatel the chalav. It's not considered a separate entity. So there's a question: where is this Rashi, and where is this Re, and what is going on here? So. So the Tosus, the Re, is the top Tosus here on Kufches Amar Aleph on the light, top left. Tifus Cholov. It says, Naser Shechicha Kula Chutz the Rotev Ayri. He says, it's Kula Chutz the Rotev. Okay, so that says it. It has to be cool chutz the rotev, which is mashmad. If it's not cool chutz the rotev, if it's mixas betocha rotev and mixas na betocha rotev, then it would not do the trick. So that's in terms of the Shita Sari. And so. What?
How do we know it's the Re?
How do we know it's the Re? That's what the Poskim. If you look in the Beis Yosef on page 8, so he quotes here, Kosov Od Perkir Hanosha, Sadi Vavam and Beis, Tosis Sadi Vavam Didimra in Yesh. I must sneeze in Yesh and Smashal Bogid, the Re Nirik, Shehachatiha, and Shah Nafal Israel, Mitzosa Tocharote, Vobinan, Nir Vikisa, etc. Okay, so that's before we have then this packet that Sadi Vavam and Beis, but yeah. You want to see it inside? Yeah, take a look. It's the Tosis im Yesh. You go, the first word on the line, go further down, is near. Ulari nira. Shechatich shenafal isa alehi mktsas barotev lomina nir vikisa. You don't need to. In other words, nirvikisa is a way that you stir, so it tarif everything together, or you put on the pot cover, so it's everything together. But so that's the shitas hari. However, on page 8. Is the continuation of the Beis Yosef, and I believe the Torah quotes it as a chlokes. So he says, "What's about Shita's Rashi?" Right. In other words, the Torah quotes the chlokes Re and Rashi. So what about? Now it's interesting when the Beis Yosef said he wants to write his Sefer Beis Yosef. They quote all the different shitas. So he said, who should he be, who should he link his sefer to? So first he said, the Rambam, of course. I'll choose the Rambam, I'll make my Beis Yosef on the Rambam. And then he thought about it, and he changed his mind. He writes that. I changed my mind, I said, no, I'm going to pick the Tur. Why? Because the Rambam will only give you the Rambam Shita. The Tur will give you, the Tur gives you a couple of Shitas. So then I only have to be most, the Tur gives you 2-3 Shitas, I can find maybe one or two more, and I don't have to, but the Rambam is only going to give you the Rambam Shita. So then it's going to be longer, so that's why the Beis Yosef himself writes, that's why he chose to do it on the Tur, his parish to Beis Yosef, and not on the Rambam. It's in the Hakdama of the Beis Yosef to the Beis Yosef. So he says, so where's Rashi? So he says, he says right here, Kamash Kosta B'Shem Rashi, but the Torah says B'Shem Rashi, Enu B'Vur Kolkach. So where is that Rashi? Elishayish Lumbo came in the Pirish Kevin Shanos Natan B'Chaticha Achas Shachaisa B'Tzida Tamid M'Stamach Tzasa Munechas V'Rotev Shrei Lo Tzach Shatei Munechas Al Gabi Achaticha Acher Shichus L'Rotev V'Chomer Chaticha Atzaz Nas Nes L'Veilo V'Seres Kol Chatichos. So Rashi, we'll see the Rashi in a second. Shanos Natan B'Chaticha Achas Shachaisa B'Tzida Tamid ומסתמך תצא מנחש ברוטה שראילו כשרח שתי מנחש אגב החתיך האחר in other words שהיא חוץ לרוטה וכל מחתיך עצנס נעשה זווילו עושה כל חתיכוס ואיש את הלבי שקצוע של מנחש ברוטה מסתרף הכל לבט על האיסר לא יהיה לו יחי חתיך זו משאר חתיכוס אל כך מה שסיר לי רשי דף על פי שקצוע של החתיך מנחש ברוטה מייחש האיסר לא נוגע אלא בקצוע של שקוץ לרוטה אין כל מצטרף. So the Rashi, he says, is a Kuf Ches. Amar Aleph. The Beis Yosef quoted was on Amud Aleph, right?
Yes,
yeah,
seems
to be. The first one of the Mishnah seems to be Tibas Cholov, Shanaflo al Chaticha, Betocha Gedera al Achz. Yeah, 1 second. Where's the one on 1 second? Which is the one the Beis Yosef is going near? Near. Mm-hmm. In other words, second. Yeah, the Beis Yosef. He says, "Kuf chesamana divar tipas kshachatich kula chutz lerotev ayri." Yosef. Here we go. On page 4. Kevin shen nosno tam b'chaticha achas. So this is the Rashi that he's quoting. From Kufa Meralas. He says, Kevin shen nosno tam b'chaticha achas shechaisa b'tzido tomid. Right, So he says, once you have an asinus tam in one of the chatichas, right? And then that'll answer everything else. So kevin shenos natam b'chaticha achas shahaisa b'tzida tamid oshen izbash lo tchila ima kon shiten shar chatichas b'gdeiro v'lo yabuzu shishin b'isur v'nos na vela tam ba v'chach enos en shar chatichas b'gdeiro. So on that Rashi, the Beis Yosef comments, Rashi doesn't require that it's on top of the chaticha. She toch the shechutz l'rotev v'komar chaticha atzma. Nasas Nevela, Voserskal Chatichas. You said that the Shasas Munachas wrote him at Star of Kakol, Hoyal Yacha Chatichas Umshar Chatichas. So, in other words, he's saying this Chaticha became a Nevela. Now, and then it transfers to the other. So he doesn't require that that it's on top of the other Chaticha, because if he would, then the whole thing would be Chutz L'Rotev. So he's saying, on the other hand, he says, but and if you're saying the whole thing was in the rotave, or if you say mixus in the rotave is mitzurf to the whole thing, then it wouldn't have become a nevela. So, but the fact that it says it's betzida and it's not al gaba, so it's mashmo that it's betzida and it's mixus betoch a rotave, mitzus chutz l'rotave. And therefore it became nevela, because al pidin it's considered chutz l'rotev. And then it'll ask the rest. So that's the Rashi that he's quoting. And the Maram Shif says he thinks maybe there's another Rashi that's... Maram Shif, on page 9, quotes the Beis Yosef, and he says, he's not sure, where's the Rashi, which Rashi is it? So he says, he thinks it's... the other Rashi. Where's the other Rashi? That was the Rashi on page 2 here, on Kuf Chesamid Beis. Miflal Apollet. V'acheres es tam ha'cholov, sh'acholov begaga shel chaticha hava. It was begaga shel chaticha. Well, he quotes that Rashi too, but the Maram Shif says the Beis Yosef quotes that Rashi too, but that's the Rashi that the Maram Shif quotes, that near, it's a different Rashi. Yeah, okay. But he has the Mifla. Okay, so that's the other Rashi. That is Al Gaga. So Al Gaga's Mashma that. What's the point of Gaga? Because Gaga means the part that's protruding out of the rotif. If the whole thing was out of the rotav, it didn't have to be al gaga. It could have been even al tzida. But the fact that the gaga means only that part that's protruding out. Okay, but that's so. That's the so the Beis Yosef has a his Rashi. I mean, the Torah, you know, officially says it's Machlokas Rashi and the Ri, and the Ri we saw, and Rashi is maybe two possible Rashis that are mashba that way. But that's the Yisod. But according to Shitas Rashi, if it's Mitzas B'tocha Rotev, Mitzas B'chutz L'Rotev, so then you view that Chatich as a separate unit. And then it has to take on the Tipas Chalav on its own merit. Its own merit. Okay, and the Ri says no. The whole thing has to be the whole thing has to be chutz l'rotiv. That's the first Indian. Next is the following. So let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara here regarding Nosson. Here, take a look on page 4. Kuf Amalav. Darish Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Chaticha shel nevela shel dag tomei eino ser shel shetein tein ta berotu v'chivu chatichos. So he says like this. So you have a piece of meat, say sticking out of the rotev, whichever sheet you hold, and then another piece of meat falls on it. A treif piece of meat falls on the kosher piece of meat, and asses the kosher piece of meat. Right, is the sinus tam? It's not. There's no shishim in the kosher piece of meat, the bevatel the treif piece of meat. So there's the sinus tam. So it asses, and then you put it in the rest of the kederi, you menayer, and then it asses the rest. Why does it asses the rest? So the Gemara says. Kevin shenosn tam khati khati khasn sn zeid va seres kol khati s khulom den shen mino. So it asks the rest because the Gemara is going to say later on, this is the opinion of Yehuda, that min b'mino ain't no bata. So once the first piece of meat is asa, so then it's going to asa the second piece or everything else, even though there could be shishim. Because again, the first piece of meat is sticking out of the rotif, so it's on its own independent thing. And then the treif piece of meat falls on that. That piece of meat became awesome. And then that piece of, then you put on the kedera, your menayer, and then the isser of the piece of meat that was jutting out now spreads its isser to the rest, and it's not going to be batel, because you're following Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the min b'mino eino batel. So the big question that Tosis asks is, why do you need Nesinas Tam? We said, Kevin Shenosna Tam B'chaticha. That this piece of meat is Nosna Tam B'chaticha. But I don't understand. We're following Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is Min B'mino Eino Batel. You don't need Nesinas Tam. You don't need the sinas tam. So it shouldn't just say kevin shenoson tam benevela. It should just say kevin shenofal lachaticha. It's automatically osur. Because even if it didn't give him the sinas tam, it would be mutter. So why do you have to say like that? So that's Tosis Kasha. Look in Tosis. We call them a silko. Pintomer lamli shachaticha shel heter kiver tam benevela filo nosna tam havinami. Tamnami, the habemina oseres becholdehu. So this is the famous, yeah.
What does it mean to be nosing tam if it's in the mina?
Meaning that there's, you don't have shishim. I mean, the amount nosing tam means that it wasn't, even though it's not nosing tam anyway, it was min bemino, but it means the shear of what normally would be nosing tam. Well, so that's what we're going to have to see here. Yeah, Michael?
Within the Havamina and Tosfos suggestion, how do you deal with the Tame? Just fundamentally in Amina, otherwise it's just Usher.
Right.
Because we're still in the Veda. The Tame doesn't fit, except for Tosfos says it. I mean, it doesn't seem to be room for Havamina.
Means so that's it. Mean b'she'enu mina.
Yeah.
He's saying with the dog, the case of the dog Tommy.
Maybe it's another dog.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of dog.
No, still dog.
A shark and a tuna are called mina.
Okay, so that we have, you know, that's the sugi of basa taima basa shma. What's the Rabbi Tam say? Okay, so what's Rabbeinu Tam answer? Omer Rabbeinu Tam, then he dihi gufa mitzra b'chol shehu mikol mokom lo amrinan shetasa neve l'leso kol achat acheres kevin shehi atzma lo neseres alidei kol shehu. So the simple pshat he's saying is that a kol shehu can't make another kol shehu, right? Which we're going to see, the Taz has a famous Yisod from here, the Trey Mashahu Lo Amrina. That as you want to ask the first piece as Mashahu, and then that Mashahu that is within that piece that was jutting out is going to ask the rest. So therefore, the first has to be Asim Midam No Sintam and not Midin Mashahu. So then Rabbeinu Ephraim haya omer mitoch kach dafil ki nosnat batam eina heta nasas novela shetzorch shishim keneged kol achaticha el keneged ha-isr ha-balua. Hilchach l'rav da omer hacha d'bim b'mino lo batil shechaticha heta kibla tam min avel chashev ha-isr ki ilu be'en v'oseres kol achatichas b'masho. Aval ki lo nosna ha-novel ha-tam ba לא היסא עשר שחתיכם בני שהם מינה, שאין צריך לבטא לאיסא לבד. So the way, this Tosis is the famous Bachlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, about what you say, Chanan Bashari Surim, which, if you would have read it yourself, you wouldn't have necessarily. So let me explain to you how. I'm trying to see where I thought this original Hezber and the Tosfos. Maybe in the Yisa Bracha. Yisa Bracha is the son of the Kasherov. Kasherov of a fall bloom. Yisa Bracha wrote Hezber and Tosfos. And Kasherov. I think maybe it's not safe, maybe. Just to check. But this is the Yisod, that the way I think he explains it, and maybe others also, that for Issa Mashahu, you need it to be Be'en. A Be'en, like Chveis, in other words, whenever this Issa Mashahu means is a Be'en of Mashahu fell in, and then it asks everything else. So if it only made something a mashahu, so then what does it mean trei mashahu lo minin? It's because when you have a nesinas tam of mashahu in the first chaticha, it's not a ben, it's only a mashahu in that chaticha. So now it's not going to have another din mashahu, because din mashahu is in a mashahu of ben falls in. So memela, that's why it has to say kevin shenos and tam bechaticha. So once it's nosing tam, so then we say the din of chaticha nasas nevela. And chaticha nasas nevela means now the whole thing is a chefzusha nevela, so the whole thing is a ben. And memela, it asks. In contrast to Rabbeinu Ephraim, where you never say Bashari Surim, which we're talking about over here, we're not talking about Pasuk B'chol, we're talking about Bashari Surim, you don't say Chanan, Bashari Surim. So Bashari Surim, the Isser is only the Belia, not the whole Chaticha. Mm-hmm. Only by Pasuk B'chol of the whole Chaticha becomes Osir. So the word is that the fact that it's in the Sinas Tam, that's considered a Be'en in its own right. So that's what he says over here. Ben Ephraim, Omer Tochach Dafil Ki Nosna Batam, Einet Nasas Nevela. It won't be. In other words, as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam, that says that it will be Nasas Nevela, and that's why it's a ban. She Tzach Shishim Kineged Kol Chaticha Neged Isa Balua. So you don't need it. So it comes out the way the Olam, there are two official machlokas, and I told you the official machlokas, the Ri and Rashi. Now this is another official machlokas here on the books. There have been, even though it's not, you have to really look at it carefully to see it, this machlokas. But I told you, I think that's how Yisra Brach explains that, what you need. So Rabbein, you need a be'en to make an Issa Mashu. So Rabbeinu Tam says it'll only be considered a be'en if you say chaticha nasas nevela, and you say chaticha nasas nevela even b'shari surim. So memela, that's why it's not good enough to have a mashahu. You need what? A nesinas tam, that is. So there's no shishim keneged that chaticha nevela. That's full in memela. The whole thing is considered a be'en, and memela it's gonna, because of chaticha nasas nevela, it's gonna ask now the rest of the chatichas. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says, even if you don't say chaticha nas and devela, which we don't say, but nesinas tam is enough to be considered a be'en. So that's the that's how they want to explain it.
And the Gemara says the words chaticha nas and devela here.
Yes, I mean, right. So the Gemara says here, kevin shenosam tam. The chaticha asas nasas nevela. So Rabbi Natan Ephraim says, "Tafil ki nosna batam ena hetan nasas nevela." So he's learning that it means that it just means it became usher, but not literally the chol chatichas nasas nevela. Does it mean chatichas nasas nevela that now the whole thing is a chefzus and nevela? That's how Rabbi Natan learns the whole thing. Well, do you say it's just another way of saying it became asa, but not that the whole chaticha is really nevela, that you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha.
It's possible because it's the equivalent of a nosin tam.
Right.
So you need to be mevatel that equivalency.
Right. And memela, and that's, but the point that for nogea to this topic that I think the Yisra Bracha maybe says that you need a be'en to ask to say the Issa Mashu. So that's why they're arguing. What's enough to be considered a ben? Do you need the whole chaticha to be nasas nevela? Kipshuto? Or is it enough?
Why do you have to say that in Rabbeinu Ephraim that you need a ben? Why do you have to say you have to move out to whatever time is there from the Issa?
No, because he's saying it's not going to, because the Gemara says it's not bottle.
Or because it's been Bimino.
No, but right. So therefore, it's not batal. But he's saying that what the Gemara says that the Gemara says you need at least an Nesinas Tam. So why is that? So Rabbeinu Tam says you need it because you would need the whole Chaticha to become a Chefetz Shem Nevela. And that's the ban. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says no, once it's in the Sinas Tam, even though the whole Chaticha doesn't become a Nevela, but that's enough to employ the Samasha. But the whole Yisod, the point that needs the beer, and I believe that's where I saw it maybe in the Issa Bracha, is that the din of the Issa Mashu is when the Issa Mashu is a ban.
Maybe that's why it's only Nogia for Nevada.
Right. So this is a famous machlokas in the Yoredeya world between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. And it's a machlokas mechaber Rama on the Shulchan Aruch. Tzadi Beis Dalad. Page 17. So again, the question is whether you have a blia and then that thing falls into another pot and do you need to mevatel the whole chaticha or just the blia sisser? So by basa b'cholav, the whole chaticha is nasa the veil, because basa b'cholav, the whole yisod of basa b'cholav is that you have two things that are mutter that are merging together and now become isser. So now of course the whole chaticha becomes isser. But by other Yisurim, the Dover Yisur Atzmo is what contaminated the thing. So maybe you only need the Mevatel, the Dover Yisur. So Mechaber says, Lo Omer Chaticha Nasas Veila Ela Bebasu Becholov. Ava Lo Beshar Yisurim, Gon Kizayz Chelev, Shenivu Bechaticha. Vein Beshishim Levatlo, Vanessa Vechachach Bishlo, Imacheris. Ein Tzarech El Shishim Kenege Kizayz Chelev. You only have the Mevatel, the Chelev, not the whole Chaticha. Vaz Afilu, and the Ramah says Yesh Omrim that Darmin and B'chol Yisurim Katich Nasas Veil Pein HaMinik Poshet Vein Neshanos. And then the Ramah discusses the other Shaila that we had. Does the whole thing have to be Chutz L'Rotev? So we say Osh HaKatich HaKulach Chutz L'Rotev. Okay, so he quotes the sheet that has to be the re. Okay, so this is the famous machloikas. The Rin Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, you say, Shari, Chaticha Nasas Devel B'Shari Sur. The Rabbeinu Tam says, B'Shari Surim, once there's a Sinas Tam, then the whole Chaticha is Aser. I mean, everyone agrees the whole Chaticha is Aser, you can't eat it. But now, if it falls into another pot, you have to Mevatel the whole Chaticha, only the Bli Shabbat. Here he says not. Yeah. Here he seems like the re, right? Okay. So this is the question. So the big question that everyone asks, everyone and his brother, is supposed to ask, is: does this Rabbeinu Tam, the Chaticha Nasas Devel B'Shari Surim, and the Rabbeinu Tam we learned earlier the year, what was Rabbeinu Tam we learned earlier in the year about Tam Ki Iker, right? He said Tam Ki Iker the Raisa, the whole Chaticha is Isin Hetin Sapech Lios Isser. So are those two things L'shitasa Munat? As one could say, very simple, that since it's no Sin Tam, there's no Shishim, so Rabbeinu Tam Shita is Tam Ki Iker is the Raisa, and every even the Heter becomes Isser. So then of course you have to mevatel the whole thing. So the question is that l'shitasa or not?
Is that the famous Rav story about that?
Yes. Okay. So we're getting to it. So the Prima Gadim, who lived before the Rav, the Prima Gadim, he says, Vlad, that he thinks it's connected. He thinks it's L'shitasa. Yud Beis, page 19. So he quotes, you can go down the fourth line in the middle. The Sober Ha'isi Lomar, the Toloi, Bepluxus Rabbeinu Chaim, Kohen Rabbeinu Tam. That this Shaila is Toloi on Reb Chaim Cohen, Reb Tam. Chaim Cohen said only by Kazayis B'chei Achilas Pras. You say, and Reb Tam says the whole Chaticha is Nases Nevela. So Mimela, if the whole Chaticha is Nases Nevela, so L'shitaso, then you say Chanan B'shari Surim. Which would imply that the din of Hanan Bishari Surim being a din Daraisa, based on Tam Ki Iker Daraisa. So that is would be one's initial, you know, if you're looking to make a L'shitaso, so that would be a L'shitaso one would make. However, not everyone likes this L'shitaso. Okay. So, Rav Soloveitchik, the Königsberg Sefer, wants to discuss that maybe. So he quotes the Prima Gadim said, goes in a footnote. In a footnote on page 28, footnote 74. On the Kachbir of Prima Gadim, old Mepharshim. Give me a second. But he never, his Masorah was not like that. That it's really not connected. And he supposedly quotes it, Rabbi Kovensberg likes to say that he used to quote it from the Minchas Baruch. From the Minchas Baruch. Right? Is it even Michael Baruch? So he never didn't like that. I don't know which way was the Michael Baruch supposed to say, but we never found it in the Michael Baruch anyway. The Michael Baruch was Rav Baruch Krinker. He was the Rav of Chaslavich, where Rav Soloveitchik grew up in Chaslavich. So the kids, he said, he, his father, they didn't like. So why isn't it a good L'shitaso? Why isn't it a good L'shitaso? So I think I happen to like the Sefer here on page 31 in the footnote 20. Rabbeinu Haya Rogel L'Havi Peirush Zeh B'Shem HaMilchas Baruch. So it's a Prima Gadim, but So Rav Soloveitchik used to quote it from the Miches Baruch. Even though I think we looked it up, try to find it in the Miches Baruch, unless it's an oral tradition in the Miches Baruch, but if you look in the Miches Baruch, I don't know if you'll find it in the Miches Baruch. Yeah. That's why I don't think Rabbi Kogelsberg wrote up Makor in the Miches Baruch, because I think he tried, maybe I tried, we both tried, maybe, to look it up in the Miches Baruch and find it in the Miches Baruch. But I'll tell you, so my good friend here, the Bnei Yaakov, he always comes to the rescue. And he just says, I like the Miches Yaakov. Rabbi Kuckman likes the Bnei Yaakov. So he says the Pashup Shad has nothing to do one with the other. In other words, even though Pima Gadim says if you have a chaticha that doesn't have shishim and you eat the whole chaticha, kezayis, even though you didn't have kezayis iser, but the whole thing is usser, so that's about the chaticha itself. But the second chaticha, so what are we talking about? Say you had enough to mevatel the tam shabo, but not the whole chaticha. So Rabbeinu Tam says that's not good enough. So what do you want to tell me, that that's a din d'oraisa? So that's what the Prima Gadim would hold. It's a din d'oraisa based on Tam Kikar. So the Bnei Yaakov says no, because the second chaticha had enough to bevatel the tam, but Rabbeinu Tam, but not the whole chaticha. So Rabbeinu Tam says it's not good enough because you have to bevatel the whole chaticha. But bottom line is, if you're going to eat the second chaticha, you're not going to have tam of the Issa, because you have enough to mevatel b'shishim, right? You have a potato, and then there's tam nevela in the potato, and now you have shishim connected to tam nevela, but not the whole potato. So in the second, and then you cook it with carrots. So the carrots, you're not going to taste the tam of the nevela, because you have enough to mevatel shishim of the meat. So therefore, but the Rabbeinu Tam says that's still not good enough. So could be, Pashtus, that that's only a din d'rabbanan. Because, in other words, just because you hold Tam Ki'ikar, that's a not chaticha. It's an issa d'oraisa. But to say, therefore, the second chaticha needs shishim keneged the whole thing, even though the ma'isa there's no tam, you don't necessarily have to say that that's a din d'oraisa. That could be a din d'rabbanan, because bottom line is that there's no tam in the... That's what he writes on the bottom, on page 3, page 32, third column. So Aniyas Daiti Efshar Lahosif. Hapleita shel chaticha vaday enemo tam iser. Mehi teisi lomar dechanan mina Torah. The madomer ben tam dehed the nepach leisu rak heichet the nirkash tam iser. Right. In other words, head the Rabbeinu Tam sheet is only by that first chaticha. That's a din d'oraisa. Because then it's margish to tam the whole chaticha. It's really the lokim al hedder shabod mitzias margishim tam hedder. Hey, iser. Well, hey, lokim al kol kazayis kazayis mashe. Ein kein heched in spatel iser vol margishim tam hey iser. Zafil al nomer da oso chaticha asura. Vachanan lega bi chaticha sachim heched tesi lo mekein al margishim tam hey iser. Okay, so that you can befalpel. You know, if you like the Lushitoso, you don't like... Yeah, Ike, what do you want to say?
Isn't the Prima Gadim's connection to be against Shulchan Aruch? It does pass in, like, Rabbeinu Tam, Tav Kikar D'oraisa, on every Kazayis.
Right.
And over here, he passed in against Rabbeinu Tam. We don't say an Abishari
Sermon. Right.
So the Prima Gadim's against Shulchan Aruch.
Oh. Right. Okay, that's good. I accept that. Well,
The next three lines of the Prima Gadim.
Yeah,
no. So.
Okay.
19.
Yeah, no.
So, this was he talks about. I'm not sure if he's saying this, but as a Tav Amina, and then he says, doesn't fit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Where are you reading?
Right after those, like that.
Yeah, Achshav Reisi Shagam Praisi Place Yigish Bazem, Kamokam Lokal Havin Divrei Marik. Seeing the first day, Lokal Lokal Hatsi Shim, in case it is, it did not send the veil of Torah came in the time Halach Long. William Dina, not Kaimalan Bashari Surim, Havidrabon. And after meaning enough of Lane, I mean the Mishpah of Ledin, they have a Shishim Kanega called Khadika of Savik the bottom. But on me, Sherab Hagar, my kingdom, Halab, and Mosb Halab Bashari Surim. אין אחרים בשם סופי פוד ורבין את הלכבי הכי מכל מוקום הדין אמס מכם ומקובוס unless Okay. Yeah, so you're saying, right. In other words, unless you're saying that the Shulchan Aruch is just making, there's a difference between what Rabbeinu Tam himself and the Shulchan Aruch is making its own hachra. But, okay, but I'm not such a fan of the, I'm from the Binyan Yaakov, so. But this was the thing. Okay, so it works out good. Works out well. Okay, now, then there's a discussion, Hanan Lach Balach. There is this whole discussion that you have to mevatel the whole chaticha, not just the blia. So usually the case is that you have a chaticha. Right? What if you don't have a chaticha? You just have, say, you have a glass of juice, and then some treif juice falls in, and then that whole thing falls into another thing. You say chanan b'shari surim when it's not a chaticha; it's just lach b'lach. So that's another discussion here. That is another discussion to take a look. On page 20 in the Ramah. Where it has in the middle of the line that says Yudala. Yeshomer Gulamina Khatikanas is available in the Sarv Issa Lach Beheta Lach, but Pak Nasar of Kol Beheta. Okay, I've been speaking back Shishim Gnade Vish Shanofa. Because Lach Balach, once it falls in the second, it's like a new beginning. It's not locked into the first chaticha. V'yesh lus v'chol zeh b'sharis v'chach nesar v'chol b'heter achev v'ein tzvichim v'chishim k'neged ha'isr sh'nofal v'yesh lus v'chol zeh b'sharis surim v'tzor v'chefzeh gadol av'lo lo b'bosu v'cholov. So b'bosu v'cholov, even Even if it's lach malach, he wants to be machmer. Okay. And then, right, then Ike was saying over the shach that it was here on page 18, Mixas Chaticha. Harav Ikhriya Kain, Hakol Mitzvaroso, Kain Pesher. Michochem Yedei Pesher, Vel Emet Sarachim, Bidin Yedei Mitzvaroso, Chutzpulot, Vel Moshe Nusha, Meshulchan Aruch, Shehutzi, Vesef Heter Aruch, Afil Bashar Yisur, Mitzvaroso, Vtoch Arotev, Yesh Loso, Soch Haticha Asma, Leisa, Dadra, Vesef Heter Aruch, Chosu Behedya, Mitzvah Sachaticha Toch Haroitev or Michatich Nasus Veil Tzarf Kolbuk Deirem Kol Zeb Shar Yisur V'Vazim Chal V'Chal Pishay Nisu Dover Mitzvah Sachaticha Toch Haroitev Amirin Chaticha Nasus Neveil. So he wants to, the Ramah wants to say that maybe this Machlokes Rabbeinu Ri and Rashi, that we should say L'Chumra by Vazim B'Cholav and Lakul make a pshara. But by Basa B'Cholav, we say L'Chumra, and therefore, even if Miktsas, Tocha Rotev, and by Shari Surim, Miktsas Tocha Rotev is not considered a separate entity. So that's what the Shach says. Arav Echriya came, he made his own Shita. Hakol Misvarasa. Ke Ein Pesher. Umich. Hachacham Yodeh Pesher. Who gives him the right to make this pshara? V'mes Tzarchim, v'im Nizeh, Tzaz Chuzroz, Ma'a Shanisham, Shulchanach, Shahotzi, Me'izu, V'heter, Fil B'shar Yisum, Tzaz Tuch Yer, Shulesa, Oso, Chaticha, Atzma, Kleis, Ed Adam, V'izu, V'heter, Pedi Kam Pon, Da Fil B'osam Chol, Tzaz Tuch Kurote, Mitzdarif, Levato. V'izu, V'heter, Even B'shar, Even B'osam Chol, Da Fil Chaticha, Atzma, B'teres. So he's not so sure you should make such a pshara. Okay. One more nekuda. So there is a famous Taz in the Kudus HaKesef. It's good, we're getting up to Hilchas Pesach. So Trey Mashahu, right? So if you learn the Tosas Kipshuto, like the Taz wants to learn, that there's a concept of Trey Mashahu Lomrin. If something's also B'Mashahu, it can't answer something else B'Mashahu. So the Taz makes this, based on that Tosas that we saw before, wants to make this big rule that Trey Mashahu Lo Amrina. That's over here. So if you look, okay. Yeah, so Tzadi Beis Tazayin. So he has a whole long piece here. That's what Tosa said, Trey Masher Lomrinan. So he gives you an example by Chomitz, another place where we, so we don't pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, right? So there's no Issa Masho, but by Chomitz for Pesach we hold as an Issa Masho. So what if you have a piece of food that got cooked with Chomitz, but there was Shishim Kenegah, the Chomitz, on Pesach, so it was bottled, but still going to be an Issa Masho. And then this you had egg that was cooked with a crumb, chmeis. So the shishim keneged, the crumb, but it is a mashahu. You can't eat the egg because it was cooked with the crumb. So you can't eat the egg because it's an issa mashu. But now you take that egg and now cook that egg with some other food, with carrots or chmeis. So can you eat the carrots? So the Taz says, yeah, because the whole issur is an issur mashu chomitz bepesach, but the yisod is trei mashu lo aminan. So the egg you can't eat because that got an issur mashu directly from the chomitz. So now you want to transfer that mashu, a mashu, and a mashu, that we don't do. So that's the taz. So the nekudas hakesef of the shach. He says, I ask the older rabbis. And they all said Osir. So if they all said Osir, so maybe it's Taka Osir. You know, one rabbi says it's Mutter, all the other rabbis say, you know, and we're not talking about we're talking about an Issa Drabbanim here, you know, but Alpha Pekin, Kal Vachomer, you have others, Yisurim Wachamurim, the whole world is saying it's Osir, maybe you should rethink it. So, according to Shach says, yeah, he doesn't think that there's such a klal. There's no such klal as Trei Mashu Lo Aminan. So what's the klal? So there's another klal. So what is he saying? He says, when there's no Nesinas Tam, also so it's not nasas as nevela. Also mashu begavi achatich zacheres mino. If it's not nasas as nevela, then you have the egg, right? The egg has a piece of nevela that's cooked with the egg, with the shishim. Say in the case of the Gemara, it's not nasas. So you don't view it as the gavi chaticha zacheres mino the losh mino Rabbi Yehuda the omer mino rabot elahu also men who shall isul vado losh koch achem urbo. He says that when it's an isul mashu, like the case in the Gemara, when the vela was cooked with a kshera. So, since this kosher and treif, so we view that when the kosher and treif are coming out into the next piece, it's not considered one davar issur. So it's considered like ein aminam. It's considered like a davar heter and a davar issur. So we view it. As two different things are coming out into this new piece of meat. Vela, it's considered like a Issa Mashu Min B'Shein Aminu. Because it's not the Issa, only the Issa itself. Sort of like we said before. Rabbi Yehuda's fear that Lama Lisha Titin Tam Chaticha feel the Mashu came the Mimbin of Bottle nearly the Hotchel or Nosan Tam Chaticha will gab the Mitzvah, Lochoshit Isil, Mamer Chaticha, and Nas the Veil. Cochin and Nas is the Veil, Ain't Assers, Kola Chaticha's Kulm Davogav, Domer of Yehuda Mimbin of Bottle, Loshmino Hochi, Kosha Tamacher, the Heter Murbo. So, in other words, since it's Heter and Isser, we view coming in now to the next piece, it's not, so we view that like a Mimba Shein Amino. And therefore, it's not purely min b'mino. But chametz b'pesach is aser b'mashahu, even min b'shein amino. That's the chiddush. Usually things that are aser b'mashahu, only min b'mino. So if you have chametz b'pesach, so you want to say that when the, since it's not nasas nevela, so now iser v'heter are coming out, and it's min b'shein amino. But chametz b'pesach has an iser of mashu even min b'shein amino. So even if it's not nasa levela and there's iser v'heter coming out, and it's considered like min b'shein amino into the other chaticha, it's still going to be aser. And the idea of why you need it to be chaticha is nasa levela because you want it to be one chefetz shel iser. And then we won't view it as like min b'shein amino. But if it's an iser v'heter coming out, and that's considered like min b'shein amino, and it's coming into the other chaticha, so memela, that's so b'shari surim, there's no iser mashu b'min b'shein amino. B'chametz b'pesach there is, so memela is going to be also. I don't know. Very mechudishtik, I think, but in the kudas the kesef is saying. But Lamaisa, the Rabbanim didn't accept the Taz, so he had to rethink the Taz. But that's his, so this comes out a fundamental machlokas between the Taz and the Shach. If you have Trey Mashahu, like a Mashu into a Mashu, you answer it by Chometz B'Pesach. The Taz says it's Mutter, and the Shach says it's also.
Point no.
Yeah, I mean, how much were they machmir? It's not, in other words, you're right, it's still an Issa Mashu. In the second Chatich, it's still Mashu. But the whole thing is Chachamim made this thing, so how far did they go? They made a Chumrah, the Chumrah the Chumrah, so how far did they go with the Chumrah? So only the first one, they didn't go. In other words, he wouldn't have made it off himself, but he thinks that's what the Tosus is saying, And you see that even by a deraisa, you say that. In other words, because the original case was Rabbi Yehuda Shita by a deraisa, and even by a deraisa, he wants to say that you don't say trei mashu. So kal v'chomer when chometz b'pesach was only a derabbanon, and maybe dumya to the pasuk because the original pasuk of mashu is just dama par dama soyer into the dama par. So that's the original mashu. That maybe in chabo el chidusha of the pasuk, so the kein deraisa would be that, and certainly by that it's only the rabbanon anyway. So the svaras are not in the land of svaras. You're right. Your svara is, makes a lot of sense. It should have been misara svara. Once you ask this, it shouldn't be no different. But You have to say either that it was come from that pasuk, and the pasuk was on the first in the fila, and therefore there came the raisa, or the gabi did the rabbanans, they were more making. Okay, Rabbosi, there's a lot of yisoidus here. It's a lot to think about for some time. So think about it. And, so I guess we go on the chumrah. Okay, so Bez Hashem on Wednesday we'll have another shiur on the Zinyana of Shul Sochto. Then next week we'll have off, and the week after is really off except for that one shiur that we're going to give on Kipnius. The shiur I gave on Kipnius, I was really making a Kipnius shiurim for my other shiur. So I made the first packet I gave it, but then I got the same second packet. I went to do the tshuva of Rav Yitzchak Ochanan, has a tshuva about Kipnius. And I said, this tshuva of the Rav Yitzchak Ochanan, you have to have been here the whole semester with Taruvus to understand this tshuva. So only people who understand it will be the Yerodea fellows. So, and we should do a tshuva from Rav Yitzchak Ochanan. How often do people learn Torah from Rav Yitzchak Ochanan? Especially, so his namesake at least should learn as a famous tshuva, and people never even learned it. So you should learn the tshuvas of Rav Yitzchak Ochanan. So that, with that in mind, we'll do that Hashem next week. The tshuva of Rav Yitzchak Ochanan, even though not most kashrus organizations today don't follow that tshuva. It was only the Gadol Hador, but whatever it is, but that's the way it is. So, okay.